It's now time for Cannabis Talk 101 with Blue, Joe Grande, and Mark and Craig Wasserman, the Pot Brothers at Law. We're the world's number one podcast for everything cannabis.
Hello and welcome to Cannabis Talk 101. My name is Blue. Alongside me are the world
Pot Brothers at Law.
Oh, the Pot Brothers at Law. I tried to hold that one in, guys, and it just didn't
do it. Thinking you were taking a hit.
It's just funny how that happens sometimes. You start talking, you're like, oh no. I can't be doing a show right now and let this happen. That always sucks. Craig, it's good to see you via Zoom. I mean, you know, you got clients all over the place. You've just been big timing us. By the way, Happy New Year on the air.
Yeah.
As we haven't even seen you in so long. Thank you for getting a haircut.
Happy New Year.
Man, it's so good to see you. I'll be honest, man. Just not even hearing your voice and everything. The other day when I heard you for the first time, I was like, man, I truly miss this guy.
And not only that, he's been avoiding my calls. I call him. He doesn't call me back. I'm like, dude, I'm getting treated like, you know, a bad step cousin over here.
Go back.
I don't know about that. But I just saw, how was your trip back from D.C.? Oh, sorry.
You're funny.
That wasn't you on the wall? You let the guy look. Dude, I keep seeing you in fucking pictures all over the place and on the news. I keep double looking. My kids even go, is that Mark and Craig of the Pot Brothers at Law? We're watching 2020. We're watching, you know, all these stations.
I let my goatee grow about 2 feet long.
But I walk in the side on a couple. I had a double take and I go, is that Craig?
And I knocked a couple teeth out.
Exactly. But hey, guys, thank you for listening to Cannabis Talk 101. If you can't read between the lines on that funny joke, it's just us being brothers in here. Make sure you listen to the coughing podcast all over the world. As Blue's going to. You
I'm
okay?
I'm dying. I don't know.
Jeez, what are you drinking there? Follow us on Instagram. Check us out all over the place. It's Cannabis Talk 101 at pot_brothers_@_law. Mark's at Wass Law. Craig is at Wass Law Dog. Blue's at one Christopher Wright. And I am at Joe Grande 52. Craig, you've been gone so long. Since you've been gone, we've had a lot of news. Man. We've covered some of it, but I know you want to dive into a bunch of things. So what do you got on
Let's
the plate, brother?
Go.
Well, this is interesting. Everybody heard that. We took the Senate, right? Or we have the tiebreaker.
Who's we?
We.
You got
those who?
No, those who have heard that.
Those who want we. The Democrats took the House.
Party. Okay, now Democratic. Because you sound
the
like
Democratic
you had a,
Party took the House.
He was up there.
That way, at least marijuana bills, cannabis bills, can at least be debated on the Senate floor, because the old party, Mitch McConnell, wouldn't even let them get debated.
Sure.
They just get there and die on the Senate floor. So now we have a 50-50 tie, but it's misleading when it comes to legislation, because most legislation needs a 60-vote majority, two-thirds, for legislation such as cannabis would be, for appointments, for confirmations of judges. That's where the 50-50 comes in. And that's where, if it's a 50-50 tie, the vice president comes in and breaks the tie, and most likely in favor of the Democrats.
But wouldn't we say, though, Craig, and sorry to interrupt you, that a lot more Republicans might vote for it? So not only will the Dems get the 50 off top, but I think more Republicans are going to lean that
way. The vice president isn't going to be needed to be called in to break a tie for cannabis. They have to get 60 votes.
Does your gut say they'll get 60? My gut says they will.
I hope they will. I think there's enough Republicans that are in favor of it that they will. My whole point of the story was 50-50 in the tiebreaker thing doesn't necessarily ensure that cannabis is going to pass, because we still have conservative Democrats out there who may or may not vote in favor of it. But
No, we don't. Cannabis is here. It's here to stay, guys. It's going to go in legal. Again, the one thing that worries me.
You think it's fast track now because of Joe Biden?
Big time. Yeah, absolutely. Not even just Joe Biden.
Not fast track because of Joe Biden.
Not just Joe Biden.
Not Joe Biden at all.
Yeah.
Joe Biden.
He's actually against it. Kamala's against it.
No, I think Kamala's good now.
Was the worst candidate for cannabis.
Yeah. By far.
He was still talking.
Yeah, but Kamala's all over it. She's like representing this and that. She's about it.
But it
she's
doesn't matter. It's up to the Senate. It's up to the Senate. If the House passes it and the Senate passes it, Joe Biden's going to have no choice, I believe, but to sign the bill. Right. He could veto the bill, and then the Senate would have to override it with a two-thirds majority to have a supermajority and thereby override the veto. But I don't think he's going to veto currently what's in the House, which is the MORE Act and the STATES Act. Both of them deal with cannabis and cannabis banking. I think they have a good shot with only 10 Republicans needed. I think we might have a shot at it this year.
I think this year, listen to this, guys. I think it's going to happen this year. And something that I'm kind of in the know about is they're not giving out any more tobacco licenses, right?
So really?
They stopped issuing tobacco licenses in California. So, you know, I don't know why, but I'm guessing, I believe this. And so, you know, a lot of people are wondering how is the distribution of cannabis working? And it's all going through a lot of like distribution companies and you know, distros or whatever.
And they're small at this, you know, they're not big companies yet.
They're very small. There's some pretty decent sized ones that understand the distribution models a little better.
But not like the big distribution for like Wonder Bread, you know, the Costco's.
Correct.
Not these big ones. These are licensed places. And there's only so many licensed. They're so big, which is just still a mom and pop style, compared to when you think of distribution companies.
Well, let's think
I'm
about
just putting it out there for people to understand as well.
Well, too. Let's think about this. We go federally legal, right? And all states are now legal. Now we have distribution in every single state. We're not talking about mom and pop no more. Mom and pop game, what happens to mom and pop all the time in the United States? They get crushed.
Walmart moves in.
Wait. I need a point of clarification. Just because it goes federally legal, you got to remember what that term really means. All that means is it won't be a federal crime. We still have states out there that it's illegal. And it doesn't matter if it's federally legal or not.
But let's
talk. It just means that your charges won't include a federal crime. But a state can, I think it's still Wyoming's one of them.
Right.
A state can still have it illegal, even if it goes legal at federal level.
Well, it's Iowa, Kansas, and Nebraska. Those are three have no type of green law.
But Craig, I think what I'm trying to allude to is this, is that, you know, when the reason those states are still holding out is because of federal law, in my opinion. Right. So state gets.
I don't think so.
I think so. I think a lot of those states want cannabis there. There's an old mentality.
Then they have it.
No. There's an old mentality there that won't allow it. I'm saying the people of the state. I'm not saying that the powers that be, they're not letting it in.
Someone would have brought an initiative. It's not necessarily the people of the state. The majority of the people of those states probably still have reefer madness mentality.
So
I mean, they could stay illegal,
but
those
I get
certain states.
But
have to stay out of them.
But what I'm trying to say is that's even beside the point. What I'm trying to say is, let's just talk about California, Arizona, and Nevada, right? Right now, in order for us to move a container full of cannabis from California to Nevada, where they need it desperately because their pot is not that good, okay? Where Arizona could use our supply chain because it's not that good, we sit here and go, how do we get it there? So we can't.
Unless it's illegal. But so you're right in the sense of, if it does go federally legal, or they decriminal, or it goes legal to federal level,
right,
then you'll be able to have that interstate commerce.
But the question is it mom and pop, the small little distribution companies that we have, or is it Costco? Because my opinion is that Costco's going to get into this game. Walmart's going to get into this game. The smoke industry, the tobacco firearm is going to get into this game. And you're going to have cannabis is going to be in every smoke shop, every liquor store, every 7-Eleven, every Costco.
Shouldn't it be?
And I think it's going to be. And I think
I agree.
I think that right there up that lane, which happens to be all these guys that have these nice, beautiful little dispensaries, that's awesome. And they're going to be the houses where you'll get some, you'll be able to find that exclusive brand name, blah blah blah, but I don't see it being like a way to sustain our country and fulfill it the way they need to.
I think we're a ways off.
No way.
From it being in 7-Elevens and gas station and
three to.
But you're saying, but Blue, you're saying I still see this as being such an out economically for the country, because as it's growing, and even if it grows that way, those big companies are going to have to buy big, employ a lot of people, have this. So either way, it's going to employ so much taxes.
Creates more value for us,
more,
though,
more generation, more. It's going to be more, period. More taxes on everything.
Let me chime in. So the problem is, and this has been coming up lately here in California, and Blue knows a little bit about this, is how cities are starting to allow companies to come in and start cannabis business, going from a ban to allowing five per category, five retail, five manufacturing, five cultivation, five distributors. The problem is, and this what really sucks, is that the rules are being drafted, are literally being drafted to keep the little guy out, period. Because what's happening is, so what's going to happen is if things continue the way they are, they'll be the little guy in the legal business. They're going to stay in the illicit business. No matter how many states go legal, no matter if it goes federal or not, what's happening is cities are coming online and part of their application, which is weighted, meaning there's 20 points per section, and one section that gets the maximum 20 points, the question is, do you have a license, a retail license already? If you do, what's your license? And that's going to get you 20 points. If you lose on that category because you got a mom and pop, you're in the illegal space, you want to get into the legal space really bad. You really do want to get into it, but you don't have another one. You don't have five MedMen. You don't have five Cookies. You don't have five, you know, four Jungle Boys or whatever. You don't have all these stores. You're not going to get a license in that city. So it's really the way these regulations and the city ordinance are being drafted. It is really unfair, and it's keeping the little guy out, and it's going to continue to fuel the illicit market.
I think you should be a motivational speaker at a convention to convince people not to get in the game.
And there it is, guys. When we come back, more news with Craig Wasserman on Cannabis Talk 101. We'll be right back after this break. Welcome back to Cannabis Talk 101 with Joe Grande.
And mucus mouth, Christopher Wright.
Excuse me. And Mr. Craig Wasserman.
Red cupping it over there. I mean, he's still on vacation. Happy New Year. He still thinks it's fucking December 23rd.
Yeah, he's still sipping away. Look at him. He's all cherry red. And this, you know, Mark Wasserman is missing in action again.
He has so much. Dude, have you always dealt with your little brother and his random ass excuses?
Yes. I'm not my brother's keeper, and I don't question. He does have three kids, and they got school at different times, so I don't know what he's doing.
Yeah, that's not what you say.
I know. I asked him, I said, well, can't someone else go get what you have to get today? And he said, no, because that person is doing something else with the other kids, and this teacher, I guess this one teacher is just giving them the hardest time about picking shit up from school. Ooh. It wasn't ready when they went there the first time and blah, blah, blah. Thank God I don't got to worry about it. On with the news.
Those days are done for you. It sounds like my lifestyle, though. I got the two little ones.
And now to Craig Wasserman with Cannabis Talk News. Go ahead, Craig.
So as we were saying before the break, we need to get the government to change the regulations, deregulate, make it easier, make it cheaper to get into the business. Then we'll have a thriving free economy, free market of cannabis, as opposed to select few. And it's going to keep out people whose backs that this cannabis industry was built.
Well, I'm asking the same question, I guess, before break. I mean, when I dive into it, do you agree with me that, and you say a long time, for me, I don't think it's a long time. I think 3 years. So count it from today, 3 years from now.
Get into 7-Eleven.
Yes, I do think. I think maybe even sooner.
You know, I'll tell you why I disagree.
Why?
I disagree. I'll give you the facts. Okay, these are facts. So when did Prop 64 passed in 2016, right? Uh-huh. The actual regulations in order to get a licensed cannabis business came out in 2018, January. It is now 2021, and out of 274 cities, we still have less than a third of those cities that allow cannabis.
Right.
Period. It's still banned. Period. So I think the progression is the next four or five years, and we are starting to see it happen, especially here in California. We're seeing more cities come online. It's not a floodgate, but there are a few more starting to come online, but they're coming online with these ridiculous rules and regulations on how to get a license, which is keeping the illicit market thriving and the little guy out. So I think it's going to be 5, 10 years before you see it to the scale that you see hemp right now that's in Circle K, Kmart, or Walmart, and 7-Eleven.
So do you remember how quickly, 10 years. Do you remember how quickly that CBD was in everybody's freaking store?
Ooh, that's a good one.
And flower CBD at that.
That's a good
Listen,
one.
Listen, I can go into a 7-Eleven right now and walk in and
random
see
gas
flower,
station.
A random gas station.
That's
CBD
completely
flower.
Different.
No, hold on.
It's legal.
This is mixing apples and oranges.
And you can get liquor in there. Not necessarily, because if you legalize it, just like you do, you know, that and
it's
alcohol.
It's not the same. There's not the same set of state regulations. There are no
yet.
State regulations.
Yeah, no.
But they're yet.
To
not
sell,
yet. Right?
But here's to sell your CBD. But, you don't need to go get $150,000 retail license to get CBD and put it in stores.
No, listen.
Period.
If
it's apples and oranges, my friend.
Let's just talk big money for a second, right? Forget what you think about how, you know, 150 grand. That's a joke.
That's not a joke for cannabis,
dude. What are you talking about? That's a joke, man. You're talking
you get
about
a cannabis license. That's not a joke.
That's a joke. That's a joke, bro.
Not a joke.
When I'm talking about rolling out through Costco and Walmart, you think they're worried about a $150,000 license?
What I'm saying is,
my friend, these guys are going to put together massive farms.
You're comparing two different things.
To what?
Period.
What are you saying? I'm saying they're going to roll it out in 3 years. I'm saying in 3 years you're going to be able to buy cannabis at your local liquor store. I don't think it's going to. I don't think it's going to be 5 or 10 years. And let me tell you why. I've owned several companies that were illegal. It was illegal to operate scooters and gas and electric scooters throughout the city of Los Angeles. And then it was all illegal. Then it was like, well, you could do it only in this section. And then all of a sudden it was boom.
Walmart everywhere. Target.
Auto, all these people blew me right out of the spot, dude. I was bringing in those containers. You know what I'm saying? And I thought I was a big dog bringing in 5 and 10 containers.
But the cannabis game, you're thinking, saying the cannabis game is going to change that way.
Of course, it has to.
I mean, I see it, but it's got to gradually get there.
It's already been there, though. No, it's been there. We're already getting it, you guys. It's already been distributed, but it's the black market distributed.
It's not the same because you're so limited unless they overhaul the regulations completely, which they may do.
Of course they will.
But I'm saying our biggest difference, Blue, is I'm saying it's 5 to 10 years. No way in 3 years, because right now we still have under a third of the cities in the state of California to even allow it in a regulated,
but that's because it's not. But
$200,000 fucking.
How long has cannabis been legal in California or you know under the law?
Since
the new
08,
law,
right?
No.
Hold on.
64 passed in 16.
Yeah,
but
right.
Let's the go. Regulations to actually get a license
right.
didn't come out until 18.
Okay, so we're in.
So it's been just over 2 years.
So 2 years in 2 years. Okay, more than the whole country. Of the United
minus
States,
three states.
Minus three states. Hold on. Hear me
saying.
Out. I'm just giving you some value.
I know what you're saying.
Some value to think about. In those 2.5 years, the whole United States has went legal. Almost every single state has some kind of touch in it. All the cities are starting to kind of fold. That's in 2 years. That's in 2 years.
Either way, Blue wants it in 3 years. You want it in 5 years. I want it tomorrow, Mark. We all want it tomorrow as well. But those are good guesses. Either way, nobody knows. And I love where your guys' arguments going down the same fucking path.
We can argue about it all day. But before I go on to the next quick comment, I'm just going to say, Blue, you're wrong.
Before you go on, though, going off of kind of that story about the industry and it growing, I just want to say what Killer Mike said was dope with TMZ the other day when he said the weed industry is built on blacks' backs. We deserve a huge stake in it. And I just want to add to that, which I agree, they do deserve a huge stake in it. But you can't forget about the Latinos that really, put this as well on the map.
I've complained. I've said that for years.
So it's like when I see a comment like that, I say I agree. Too. The blacks have done it, but the Latins, the first weed growing up I was smoking was that Mexican cess that was all fucking bricked up.
Well, listen,
you know what I mean? You're breaking up and stamped.
That was from Mexico.
Hence the Mexican, that's what I'm saying. And
California.
In my head,
you mean Califas? I mean, California?
Yeah.
Is that what Mexico's about?
It did definitely impact the black and brown community a lot, way more than any other community, but I think even though the majority that it hit was the black and brown community.
Yeah.
I mean, my kid went through felony cases. I know a lot of people who weren't of minority status who were just as persecuted as black and brown. So it's all the people that we know, that Blue knows, black, brown, white, Asian, that have been in this industry for 25 years whose backs this was built on.
But, I mean, granted, it's the blacks and Mexicans, so that target was a little bigger and the sentence was a little longer when they got it.
Yeah.
Huge. I mean, fortunately, we were able to get our cases dismissed, so we never know what he would have been sentenced with, so thank God.
Thank God he had some good lawyers.
No, he had a good skin color.
Let's move on to this. This ties into current news. Ohio Democratic congressional candidate Nina Turner tweeted, "It's no coincidence the elected leaders who aided in Trump's violent insurrection expect to face zero consequences. These are the same people who uphold the justice system when a kid arrested for smoking marijuana faces a lifetime criminal record. We must hold them accountable." What do you guys
wow,
think?
I love the fact that she says that. Yeah, nonviolent cannabis offenders going in there for that. These guys do this. I think personally, all aspects, anybody who breaks a law like that, you go out there and protest all day, carry flag, you know, burn something. I'm cool with all that. Once you cross that line, and that's even at people's businesses, I don't care what march you're marching in, you cross my line of my business and break my windows, let alone at the Capitol, let alone if you're antagonizing and you're not, you know, if you don't do nothing and walk away, whatever, but help out the situation. It's just, it's all bad and wrong. And all those people need to be fucking accountable for. Go to jail, do their time. You do the crime, do the time. I'm always down with that. But to compare it to cannabis is a little funny. Thinking, you know, when you compare those crimes and you go, motherfuckers have been in jail for 30 some years, tank going on down.
For selling a dime bag.
Yeah. One dude that we interviewed 32 years, he didn't even have the weed on him. For God's sakes. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
People can strong arm, take guns, break windows, beat up police, and that's okay. They can be held accountable.
Well, Craig, and it's because it's your people. That's why it's okay. It's not your it's not your people. I mean, just your Anglos.
Not my people.
Your Anglos. No,
don't insult me. Don't insult me like that. It's not my people. They are not my people.
It is not your people at all. I know. You know I like to just fucking irk you. I'm glad I can irk you a little bit.
I will come through this video Zoom. I will kick your ass.
You might have to drive back to the office just to yell in my face. Fuck you, Joe. You know I'm not like that.
I just have to take out your knees and I can run.
I can see you doing that. It's Cannabis Talk 101. When we come back, I got a story to tell you that ties in cannabis to NBC and the mayor. It's Cannabis Talk 101. We'll be right back after this.
Woo!
All right, you guys, it's Cannabis Talk 101. Thank you, Pitt. Thank you, Peanut. Thank you, Jennifer. Thank you, Elvis, for everything you guys always
do. Would you stop stroking them every week?
I just want to tell you guys.
Okay, Mark.
Exactly. I seen this story, and then I watched the show. Ted Danson. You guys remember Ted Danson?
Oh, of course.
He's got a new comedy show called The Mayor on NBC.
Looks fun.
Oh, dude. So, yeah, it just came out, right? So the new comedy from 30 Rock creators Tina Fey and Robert Carlux. So those two names right there off the top, you know, 30 Rock. Pretty good comedy show out there. Sees Ted Danson playing a billionaire businessman who runs for mayor in a failed attempt to impress his teenage daughter, only to end up winning. So now he's the mayor of where? Los Angeles. So I was like interested in the, you know, the whole episode title. I was like, this looks fucking pretty funny. I'm a
That's
Ted Danson
you like
fan.
Cheers.
And, well, exactly. Yeah, I'm a Ted Danson fan.
Whatever. Was it Cheers?
But
was it Cheers?
Was it Cheers? Yeah, Cheers.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, you know.
He was also in Curb Your Enthusiasm, which was hilarious.
He's great. He's a great actor, and he could carry a show. And so I literally was thinking of these things, and it was on over the break, so whatever, you know. Or just at the end of it, and it's barely come on. Then I caught the reruns, actually, ironically, the next day, and I actually watched the first two episodes. And I'm telling you guys right now, I was it's a cheesy, whatever, get your mind off of things,
Karate
fun
Kid,
show.
Karate Kid-ish.
Not even Karate Kid-ish, because it's so new shot style, and it's produced very well. It's almost like The Office, very, very new Office with the mayor.
My old lady won't even
watch. Have you seen Curb Your Enthusiasm?
Yes, I've watched several episodes of that.
Yeah, like
I
10 years ago,
I think it's more akin to that as well.
Yeah, kind of. They do the real close shot, too. You know what I mean? They get the close shot of the face. And it's funny.
Yeah, we plan
on
watching it, definitely.
So the point is, on the second episode...
Smoke a joint and watch
it. On the second episode, he cuts the ribbon to L.A.'s 10,000th marijuana dispensary and encourages consultants to go buy drugs now. Mr. Mayor is on Thursday nights on NBC. And it's just another proof to the pudding of why cannabis is making so much noise. People are spending it in every which way possible. It's getting written into primetime NBC fucking shows.
Big time.
That are a very, very, that's primetime, 8 o'clock at night.
So, you what I mean? And again, in 2 years, we rolled it out to
I didn't disagree with you, player. Don't get it twisted. I looked at you
Craig's a little naive. Craig's a little naive when it comes to like big business. You know what I mean?
It could be right because it's just being pushed up.
They're gonna roll it out.
Okay, I'll bet you $100 in 2 years it will not be in 7-Eleven.
I said three, but yes.
Okay, 3 years.
He did say three. That's fair.
I'm down.
There's no way.
How much?
There's no way.
You guys know it's on the podcast, so it's official.
Actually, $500.
Hey, liquor stores. My smoke shops, Costco, you know,
3 years,
major
500,
300. Wait, hold on. Here we go. Listen,
500.
Got you. I'm in.
I'm also with Blue. I think they'll be in there pretty quick because
there'll be in quite a few of them. What's going to happen is you're going to go, Craig.
No, it's hey, the bet is 3 years or no, 3 years or longer.
That's right. No, we're here. What's from today's date?
So let's after go. 3 years, it's well, it's January 2021. So, you know, we'll be together.
January 2022, 2023,
hey, Blue, can
2024.
Can I get the keys to your dispensary real quick?
Yeah. Here we
Here's
go.
Here's some other stuff I want to share with you guys. It's kind of going green because I just look at these things that's going to generate more money for cannabis. Go ahead, Craig. What were you going to say?
It's shook on it.
And I'm just going to comment that, Blue, you're right, and I think it's awesome that it is the taboo, including being on TV shows and movies, and it's just you can walk that you can go somewhere and don't have to worry about being a cannabis user. Hey, I smoke joint instead of drinking. It's not as taboo anymore, and that's because I think it's all over the United States, and I think it is going to go. You know, like Blue says, but not in 3 years.
Well, either way, this is something else, another story that made me go, wow, when these, you know, housewives see these of major A-list actor Kate Hudson, she's an amazing actress. Well, she got her pals a little stoned over the holidays as she announces that she got them cannabis cocktail gifts from Cannes. And what's the best thing you can get your friends, they asked her for this holiday season? She said, slightly stoned, it seems. That's what Kate Hudson's reporter said by sending bottles of her King Saint vodka to her pals, along with cans of tonic water that's spiked with microdose of cannabis. You know, and that cranberry and sage flavor social tonic is made by Cannes, which we're told is the fastest growing THC infused beverage to date. So this company right here, which the drinking of the cannabis has been tough. I don't really hear people going, oh my God, that drink was amazing. That was delicious. We've had some CBD drinks that were very good. Killcliff was a very good CBD drink. But I've tasted a few other that are decent.
Honest with you, that was one of the best, in my thorough opinion, is that was one of the best, Killcliff was one of the best CBD drinks I've ever had in the market. Hands down.
I agree.
Hands down.
So, to let you know, the THC-infused beverage drink is making some noise, and that's Cannes, C-A-N-N, which is kind of a great name just because it's a can and it's a drink. I kind of like it.
But yet
it's cannabis, too.
I love that.
It goes all the way around. It's kind
of
cool.
And Killcliff was actually started getting a lot of traction and becoming in a lot of stores locally.
Oh, not only that, Killcliff partnered up with Joe Rogan. Joe Rogan's part owner of the fucking company now.
Is it? Joe Rogan? I didn't know that.
Yeah, Killcliff joined with Joe Rogan.
That's fantastic.
Who's that? Blue Moon?
Blue Moon. That's a
CBD company.
A CBD beer or something right there, right?
I remember Blue Moon, but yeah. No, Killcliff was Joe Rogan's one that you get with. But that's a good one. Here's another weird one that, Craig, when I seen this story, it made me think of you going, oh, fuck him. And I went, you know what? I'm going to share this story just because that's how Craig Wasserman would feel. And I think it deserves it. And on the flip side, my buddy Christopher Wright, a.k.a. Blue, which should be known as Red, he's going to really like this story.
All right, that's
what he does to people.
Let's go.
Donald Trump pardons cannabis entrepreneur Clemcy Activist, a hip-hop producer, Weldon Englos is his little stage whoop-de-whoop. Clemency activist, cannabis entrepreneur, and hip-hop producer Weldon Englos was one of 15 people pardoned by the president on December 22nd. Now, this included a bunch of other people, of course, you know, as well as four former Blackwell contractors. Englos, who is the son of Greek immigrants and from Salt Lake City, Utah, was sentenced to 55 years without the possibility of parole in 2004 for selling cannabis to an undercover officer three consecutive times, totaling $350,000. Because he had a concealed gun on him, or better yet, $350, not even $350,000, my bad. Because he had a concealed gun on him at the time of his arrest, he was subject to higher mandatory minimum sentencing and became incarcerated in 2004. He says, "I'm extremely grateful to the president for a second chance." Angelo says to Forbes magazine. By the way, how was your Forbes magazine interview?
It went really well.
Thank you. "I'm a firm believer of mercy and second chances." Angelo's sentence was controversial from the start, dating this trial. His other career as a music producer and founder of hip-hop label Extravagant was used against him. Of course they use that against cats like this. Prosecutors painted the picture of a gang member and a big-time drug dealer that he refused a 15-year plea bargain, which was also used against him. Bottom line, I talk a lot of shit about Trump. I don't hide behind it. I don't like the dude. And I beat him up when I feel it's deserving. And you know what? I want to give him props when I feel like it's deserving too, because it's not my style. I don't like to do it, but I like that he did this. And I just want to say he's not all bad.
No.
I don't like him, but he's not all bad.
First of all, Weldon is also, Weldon is one of the guys behind the project that helped get the young man.
We've had him on.
Yeah, Weldon's a good guy. You know what I mean? I like him a lot, you know, and honestly, when you talk to him, you're like, look, you know, he didn't need 50 years. That kid, he, you know, I mean, he's not a, you know, he didn't look like no.
It's not that. It's not him. It wasn't him.
It's not him, dude. So I feel that, you know, Trump making that pardon and pulling him out of prison was a very powerful thing to do.
Very good. Very nice. And very good for the cannabis community. It's Cannabis Talk 101. Thank you for listening to the podcast. Craig, on the next one, I'd like to hear some more news that you got and talk about your haircut.
Got it.
There it is, guys. It's Cannabis Talk 101. Remember this. If no one else loves you, we do.
We do. Woo.
We do.
We do.
Thank you for listening to Cannabis Talk 101 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.